He drifted through the wood, out, across a clearing, in through the entrance of a building. It was dark inside. A lamp found life at the edge of his vision. He descended, a flat surface pressed against his back. The figure in black came, bent over him. A hand concealed in a black glove touched him. Consciousness fled. He awakened ravenous. A lance of agony bored through his chest, throbbed. He was drenched in his own sweat. His head ached, felt as though it was stuffed with sodden cotton. He was running a fever. His mind worked well enough to catalog symptoms and conclude that he had been wounded and was suffering from a severe cold. That could be a lethal combination. Memories came tumbling back like a rowdy litter of kittens, all over one another, not making much sense. He'd led 40,000 men into battle outside Dejagore. It hadn't gone well. He'd been trying to rally the troops. An arrow out of nowhere had driven through his breastplate and chest, miraculously finding nothing vital. He'd fallen. His standard bearer had donned his armor, trying to turn the tide with a valiant fiction. Obviously, Mergen had failed. He made a strangling sound through a desert throat. The figure in black appeared. Now he remembered. It had dogged the Black Company down the length of the world, accompanied by a horde of crows. He tried to sit up. The pain was too much for him. He was too weak. He knew this dread thing. It came out of nowhere, a lightning bolt, but it was conviction. Soul Catcher! The impossible. The dead walking. Soul Catcher. One time mentor. One time mistress of the Black Company. More recently, a deadly enemy, but still long ago. Supposedly dead for a decade and a half. He'd been there. He'd seen her slain. He'd helped hunt her down. He tried to rise again, some vague force driving him to fight the unfightable. A gloved hand stayed him. A gentle voice told him, "Don't strain yourself. You aren't healing well. You haven't been eating or taking enough fluids. Are you awake? Are you sensible?" He managed a feeble nod. "Good. I'm going to prop you up in a slightly elevated position. I'm going to feed you broth. Don't waste energy. Let your strength come back." She propped him, had him sip through a reed. He downed a pint of broth and kept it down. Soon a glimmer of strength trickled through his flesh. "That's enough for now. Now we'll get you cleaned up." He was a disgusting mess.
"How long?"
he croaked. She placed a pot of water in his hands, inserted another reed. "Sip. Don't talk." She started cutting his clothing off him.
"It's been 7 days since you were hit, Croaker."
Her voice had become another voice entirely. It changed every time she paused. This voice was masculine, mocking, though he wasn't the mockery's object.
"Your comrades still control Dejagore, to the embarrassment of the Shadow Masters. Your Mogaba is in command. He's stubborn, but he could be embarrassed himself. And however stubborn he is, he can't hold out forever. The powers ranged against him are too great."
He tried to ask a question. She forestalled him. The mocking voice asked,
"Her?" Wicked chuckle. "Yes, she survived. There'd be no point to this if she hadn't."
A new voice, female, but as hard as a diamond arrow point, snarled.